So as I said, with this 14th verse which you are going to do now, with this verse, that scriptural negation of Jiva Srishti also is over. Okay, well, let us read the last verse. Jivatmano prithaktvam yate.
Jivatmano prithaktvam
yate. Pragutpatte prakirtitam.
Pragutpatte prakirtitam.
Bhavishyadritya gaunam tate.
Bhavishyadritya
gaunam tate. Mukhyatvam hina yujyate.
Mukhyatvam hina yujyate.
Utpattehe prak. Utpattehe prak. Before the birth, jivatmanoho prithaktvam prakirtitam. In the Upanishads, prithaktvam means separateness. The jivatma being separate from paramatma. Prithaktvam means separateness of jiva from paramatma is also discussed in the Upanishads. Discussed means what? It's also presented in the Upanishads. How do we say? Take the entire Veda Shastra. In Karma Kanda, when the karmas are prescribed, now perform these rituals, practice this upasanam. By performing these rituals, by practicing these upasanams, you can accomplish different ends, artha, kama, dharma. So, in terms of artha, whatever you want to accomplish, for anything which makes you feel secure, for enjoyment of any pleasures, whether pleasures to be enjoy pleasures enjoyable in this world, in this life, or pleasures enjoyable in heaven later on after death, for different types of pleasures, for different types of security, you know, in many forms. So for all that, you can perform rituals and you can accomplish. Means that the karma prescribed, that itself, when I am the worshipper, I am the one who is praying to, the Lord is one who is prayed to, the Lord is one who is worshipped, because the worshipper worshipped difference is already brought in the Veda. I am the performer of actions, okay, and then the bestower of fruits of actions is Bhagavan. Bhagavan karma phala data. Therefore, I am the one who is asking for fruits. Bhagavan is the one who is the giver of fruits of results. There is a difference. As a beggar of fruits, as a giver of fruits, there is Jiva Ishvara Bheda. As a performer of actions, as a bestower of fruits of actions, again Jiva Ishvara Bheda. And the karmas are all the performance of fire rituals means it's a worship. Performing a fire ritual is a form of worship, and through which I express my gratitude to Bhagavan for blessing me with everything, which means I am the worshipper, I am the one who expresses the gratitude, because I am small, I am individual, I am a limited being, and then I need all food, clothing, shelter, everything. Therefore, I am and thankful to Bhagavan, because Bhagavan is the giver and I am the one who is enjoyer. I am enjoying. Bhokta, isn't it? I am the enjoyer of all that I am blessed with, and Bhagavan is the one who is the bestower of all that I am enjoying. That is where the very concept of being grateful has come. Isn't it? So I am expressing my gratitude to Bhagavan. The expression of gratitude to Bhagavan through this symbolic act of offering itself is because Bhagavan is the bestower, I am the receiver. Isn't it? Which means there is Jiva Ishvara Bhedaha. The whole voluminous portion of Karma Kanda assures Jiva Ishvara Bheda. And a few pages of Upanishads only talk about what? And the non-duality. Isn't it? the most voluminous portion. Even the Upasana Kanda also is what? Part of Karma Kanda. In Karma Kanda, mind has to be used also to perform rituals. Whereas in Upasana Kanda, you don't need to use the physical body, you have to use only your mind. It is the mental activity, it is physical, oral, mental activity. Yes, their mind alone is focused. Whether Upasana also, practicing Upasana also, what now? There I meditate upon Bhagavan in different forms, different devatas, etc. Which means, I am the meditator, Bhagavan is the one who is meditated upon. Upasana also, duality is there. In karma also, in physical activity also, there is, in terms of performance of rituals, there is duality. Without the prithaktvam, without the separateness, the very worship is not, isn't it? The worship, prayer, etc. is not possible. The Veda prescribes this the form of worship in terms of performing a fire ritual, etc., in terms of practice of meditation, etc. Therefore, Jiva Ishvara Veda is discussed in the Upanishads, the Veda itself. So, Jivatmanoho Prithaktvam. What he says? Jivatmanoho Prithaktvam Yat Prag Prakirtitam. No? Utpattehe prak prakirtita means it is also, you know, praised. It's also discussed in the Upanishads, in the Veda. Which means before the creation, the jiva was not there. After the creation alone, because we talk about the utpatti, isn't it? Before the creation, the jiva were not there. Only after the creation, jiva is there. Which means this discussion of the srishti of jiva, you know, the creation of jiva and the whole karma kanda, the worship, prayer, etc., all of them only confirm that Veda Shastram itself presents the duality, recommends duality. Which means, here he says, yes, Gaudapada Acharya ji wants to say, even though I strongly, you know, I state, the non-duality of the reality is the absolute vision Upanishad is aiming at. I'm not denying. The Veda presenting the difference between Jiva and Ishvara. But even though Veda presents the Jiveshvara Veda, that is not the ultimate teaching of the Upanishad. Please understand. He says that is not the ultimate teaching of the Upanishad. Ultimately, what Upanishad wants you to understand is the non-duality of the reality. Non-difference. Jiva Ishvara Abheda Brahma Aikyam. Isn't it? Oneness of the reality, this is what Upanishad expects us to understand, aiming at. But before that, until that vision takes place, isn't it? It's very important for us to prepare our mind for that vision. Therefore, Upanishad presents, what now? Recommends initially, what now? The worship, prayer, etc., where duality is accepted. Acceptance of duality does not mean duality being accepted as the absolute reality. It is like when we all go to the, you know, when you take your son to the pound shop and you get him many toys, that does not mean the purpose of buying the, because you are buying the toys for him from pound shop, later on you take him to IKEA also to get him other stuff, you know, that does not mean that you want him to play with the baby walker the whole life. Isn't it? You get him, there's a purpose. why do you take him all the way, wasting your time, energy and money? You take him to the shop and get him what, which car exactly he likes, the plastic color he likes, and you buy him and get him, see him, you become pleased seeing him being pleased with his toy, he enjoys, and definitely you expect him to what, one day throw away. If he is going to hold on all the time, no, no, you got it for me with a lot of love and care. Oh my God, how much love you expressed, you gave it to me, so I want to hold, I want to use this whole life means without moving an inch from the house, holding her the tie, no, mother will be very happy. So Shweta Mata also will be very upset if you see, if you hold on to the Karma Kanda, isn't it? Hold on to Veda Mata will be very upset. Veda Mata also. That's why Veda is called Mata, Shruti Mata, because mother knows what you need as a child. She will not get you all huge, big, big, bulky, voluminous books on science when you are 5-year-old. She'll only go and get you some pictorial glossary. That is more than enough. That you, everything will be, any color, any form will be exciting for you. You can't see more than that. Then she'll get me only pictorial glossary. And all the time you sit with the pictorial glossary, refusing to go to university or school, and she'll give you, in India, mother means back, okay? We have a stick and then Indian mother, okay? Not English mother. He should not beat, you know. There, he nicely beat and then push you to back, take you to the school, you know what? The same mother who hugs you will really, really, you know, really be beating. I'm not saying he refused to go to school, okay? What am I saying? Why? Because you have to grow, isn't it? You can't hold on to the same old pound shop toys. You have to grow. Similarly, like any mother, expectation of the mother when she buys you a toy is only for temporarily to help you enjoy so that you grow out of desire for the toy. No mother intends to, when the mother buys a toy for you, she does not think, I bought it with all love and care, I spend a lot of money, time, energy, don't ever throw away this toy, okay? All the time keep a toy and play with this, only this toy. No mother expects that, we know very well. Definitely the expectation of the mother is, let me buy this for this fellow, let him enjoy it, let him play with it, one day he will throw this away and he will grow out of desire for this toy, knowing the limitations of this toy. The purpose of buying this toy is to make the child use it, understand it, understand the limitation of it, then grow out of the desire, isn't it? That is what the mother expects. In the same way, Shruti Mata also, the whole Karma Kanda, you know, it's like so many shops there, so many karma, whole Karma Kanda is for you to get, enter into the Dvaitam. You have to enter into Dvaitam. It is like you have to enter into the school, okay, and study there. Enter into the university, study there, and don't say, my college campus is so beautiful, my hostel is so nice, my teachers are so loving, I don't want to leave this place, my hostel food is very, very nice, so let me not leave this place forever and let me stay here itself. Which student can decide that? Only Buddha soon can decide that, no? Like that, here also, when Karma Kanda, when Shastram prescribes Karma Kanda, and there, no, there Shastram addresses you as a jiva. Shastram addresses you as jiva and prescribes the Karma Kanda. When you are taken to the shop, you are not taken as a 30-year-old grown-up man. A pound shop, you're taken to pound shop means you're only holding on a little finger. Because you can't even hold the whole hand because you're too tiny. You maximum with your hand, you can hold only this finger. It's very difficult, isn't it? And hold on to mother's little finger and walk means you're that size. Similarly, when you are mentally of that size, okay, you are not yet mature and the Shastram prescribes Karma Kanda. Isn't it? So getting to go to the school, study, and don't get stuck with the beauty of the place, don't get stuck with the nature of the teachers, the teaching and all that. Study, understand, and come out of the school. Come out of the school. There's some people, they decide, let us not go to the school at all. Anyway, one day we have to come out of the school. Why should we make the waste of time, energy, make effort to get into the school and coming out of the school? Let us not get into the school at all. Means you will be good for nothing, isn't it? So enter into the school, isn't it? You will become absolutely ignorant. Therefore, getting into the school is very important. Studying there is very important. And having studied, knowing what it can give you, what it cannot give you, coming out of it also is equally important. Shastram prescribes karma, prescribes worship, recommends worship, prayer, everything is very important, because you have to enter into Dvaitam to come out of Dvaitam. Understand? So without entering into the Dvaitam, without Dvaitam, Advaita Drishtihi will be impossible. Understand? But if you get stuck with the Dvaitam, if you do not enter at all, nothing can you accomplish. If you enter into Dvaitam and get stuck in Dvaitam also, it is not good. It will grow out of it, isn't it? It's like saying, when you climb using the, climb on using the ladder, and then because you like the ladder so much, my God, I'm so grateful to ladder. Why? Grateful to ladder, it has helped me to climb up. So what now? I don't want to go up. What do you want to do? I want to stand on the very ladder. Hey, you forget the very purpose of using the ladder. You being thankful to ladder for helping you to climb up is very important. Being thankful does not mean, is not the way that you should get stuck with the, I don't want it. Please don't take the ladder away. I want to stand on ladder. Why become so grateful to the ladder? Because it helped me to climb up this much, So what? Come on, leave the ladder, go up. Go up means what? You should really go up. The very purpose of the ladder is to climb up. But now you don't want to go up and you want to stand on the ladder because you want to be grateful to the ladder. Isn't it? That way, that is not right. How ridiculous it is, in the same way, Dvaitam is very important. Who said Dvaitam is not important? Worship is important. Prayer is important. Relating to Lord as an individual is very, very important. That's the only way you can grow. So Dvaitam without Advaita Drishtihi will be incomplete. Advaita Drishtihi without Dvaitam will be impossible. Understand? That is why Adishankar Bhagavatpada in all the four mattams. At least in Sringeri, if you go, we have temples. Sringeri mattam. There are temples. Isn't it? There's a Sharadambal temple. We have Shiva temple. And temples are there. Why? Because worship is important. Prayer is important. Because there you go as an individual bhakta. Isn't it? Finally, start with this duality. Then finally, it should culminate in the absolute bhakti, exalted bhakti of what? Oneness of reality. Where you resolve all the difference. Bhaktaha, Ishwaraha, isn't it? That bhakti means the absolute devotion is, I do not see anything other than Ishwara. That is the exalted form of bhakti, jnana bhakti. Everything should culminate in bhakti. In fact, these are all, they have provisional validity. Temporary validity. They are not useless. Worship is not something useless. Prayer is not useless. the Bhakta Ishwara Beda is not useless. All these are important initially for you to be able to grow. Provisional validity. Isn't they have their own, because they become validated only when the vision is there. So jivatmanoho prithaktvam yat pra utpattehe prakirtitam bhavishyad vritya. Bhavishyad, no? Bhavishyad means there is a future purpose. What is the later on purpose? The whole karma kanda, no? The present, so many ends and means in terms of performance of rituals, etc. And then also the upasana kandam also presents so many meditations. But practicing these meditations, by following all those things, worshipping, prayer, etc. Different pujas. Why so many pujas? All these pujas are all why? Because without duality, there is not, it's not possible for us to worship also. All of them are ultimately bhavishyad vritya, isn't it? But the future purpose ultimately to for you to know the limitations, to grow out of, you know, the desire for things, understand the limitations, thereby ultimately to have discover the passion for knowledge, knowing the value of knowledge, and ultimately to culminate in the vision of the non-duality of the reality. Therefore, if a gaunam, all this division is gaunam means not of ultimate priority. Duality, divisions presented in the karmakanda of the Veda or the very Shastram itself, the duality which is recommended and presented in terms of performance of ritual, practice of meditation, worship, etc., in fact, ultimately for not for getting stuck there, ultimately for you to, you know, have the vision of the non-dual reality. Okay, so gauna means not of priority. Really, it's a purpose. It is not of primary importance. The gauna means not primary. The difference is, does not have primary importance. Is not the ultimate teaching. It's a relative teaching. The duality is presented there for relative purpose, not for ultimate purpose. Ultimate purpose is relative purpose. The duality is presented for relative purpose of preparing the mind for jnanam, but it is the ultimate purpose of any teaching in the Veda is to arrive at the vision of the, to arrive at the non-duality of the reality, the non-difference of the jiva and Ishvara, or the oneness of the truth. Mukhyatvam, gaunam mukhyatvam. Gaunam mukhyatvam means for the purpose of future vision of non-duality of the reality, in order to prepare the mind for that vision, no, this duality is presented in the Shastram. Duality means what? The Jiva Ishvara Beda is presented, but actually gaunam mukhyatvam, it's not of ultimate priority, ultimate purpose. It is of not. Gauna means less importance. Which means gaunam mukhyatva means provisional validity. Less importance. Relative importance, not absolute importance. Relative importance, that's the better. Hi nahi yujyate. There should not be, therefore, nahi yujyate, it is not appropriate to take that the ultimate teaching of the Upanishads is retaining the difference between Jiva and Ishvara. No. Okay? Ultimate teaching is understanding the non-difference. Okay. So, with this 14th mantra, the scriptural negation of Jiva Srishti, creation of Jiva, is over. Now, 15th month, Karika onwards, till the 30th Karika, we have only one thing, one of scriptural negation of Jagat Srishti. So, in scriptures, different examples are given. He gives example of what now, actually, Mrithu, Lohaha, Vispulingaha. Always examples are given. The universe is the creation. You know, the Upanishad presents initially like this. Srishti Prakriya. The method of analyzing the Srishtihi. Analysis of creation. Called Srishti Prakriya. It's one of the methods of teaching. The teaching methodology. Or you can call it Karanakarya Prakriya. Karanakarya Prakriya or Srishti Prakriya. We can also call what now? Adhyaropa Apavada. Adhyaropa Apavada Prakriya also can say here. So, Adhyaropa Apavada are used in different contexts. Very careful here. So, in this context, you have to understand Adhyaropa Apavada differently. Don't understand in the context how I taught in other in Vedanta Sara class. Okay. So, here, Karana Karyam, so analyzing the cause-effect system is also what? Karana Karya Prakriya. So, Srishti Prakriya. So, which means all the Upanishads discuss present the topic of Srishti. Which means Upanishad itself present talk about the creation of Srishti. But one thing if you notice, the creation of the universe, the Srishti topic discussed in different Upanishads, you know, are all different. Not the same. The Srishti is real, absolutely real. It is creation absolutely which is real. Then all the Upanishads must have presented the same thing. They do not present the same thing. In Taittiriya Upanishad, how elements came into existence. Then from elements, how the plants came, and from the plants, food came, and from the food, the living beings came, like a, you know, Jiva came, etc. This is Srishti Prakriya, Srishti discussed. If we go to some another Upanishad, there are only three Bhutas are discussed. This other Upanishad, there is no Bhuta Srishti at all. Straight away, some other Srishti discussed. So, the topic of creation presented in different Upanishads, you know, is different, not the same. Which means, even though that is, the Srishti is discussed, why it is not the same? Because the aim of Upanishad is not the Srishti. Upanishad aim present Srishti to negate Srishti. Purpose of discussion of Srishti is negation of Srishti. There is no creation to make you understand. There is only manifestation. Not to establish there is Srishti. Bhagavan is there and then Bhagavan created this and then understand. Not at all. And which means, what is the purpose? To understand the purpose of the discussion of the Srishti, creation, in the Upanishads is, no, Adhyaropa Apavada. Understandable through this Adhyaropa Apavada method. What is Adhyaropaha first? Okay? Adhyaropaha means, understand. So, we're going to see from the very textbook, but next week we'll see that. What he says, suppose, if there is gold, okay, there's gold, swarnam, or you can say clay. Clay, gold, iron, the spark, fire, etc. They're all treated typical, no, examples used in the Shastra. So it presents three different, in fact, Chandogya Upanishad presents beautifully here. Suppose there is clay. Before that, you see, you are seeing a pot made of clay, or clay pot, or golden ornament, or you can say, the nail cutter. Nail cutter is a word used in the Upanishad. Really, nakha nikrantanam. Nakha means nail. Nikrantanam means cutting. So nail cutter. Made of iron, steel. It's there. Loha. Loha is means iron. Or metal is also called loha. So it's Upanishadic examples. So the Upanishad, I don't know, timeless Upanishad, those days nail cutter is discussed, okay? Anyway. What I want to say here. So it can be a nail cutter made of iron, or a pot made of clay, an ornament made of gold. Now you just take only the pot, clay pot. Suppose when the pot is shown and the pot is presented as the creation, karyam, kaha gataha, what is gataha, what is a pot? And you will say, it is a product. You will say, what is this? Because you see, now what is experience only, you have to, because you are a papa. Your baby means what? Papa means baby, no? We're all babies. So Upanishad asks, what is this? You know, it's a cup. Now what is this cup? Cup is a creation, it's a product. You'll say, because you have to say it is a product, isn't it? This is a product. The first step in Adhyaropa. Okay? Cup is a product, is the first step. Karyam. Ghataha is a karyam. First step. The one that is a karyam, then from there, you have to ask now, what is it made of? Effect means there must be the cause. Isn't it? When you see this as an effect, then you have to look for the, it is a product, it's a karyam. The cause means, what is it produced from? Is it, what is it made of? Then you search for the cause. Then you arrive at what? The clay. Arriving at the clay, so seeing the effect, from the effect, you start with the effect only, because that's what you're seeing. From the effect, you come to the clay, the karanam. The second step. Having arrived at the karanam, second step, cause, then the you have to ask this question. What is question? Is there a pot now? Is there a cup now? You have to ask this question. Is there a cup now? You arrived at the clay, now you have to ask the question, so is there a cup now? And you see, my God, cup, inside, outside, underneath, there is nothing. Cup is clay, isn't it? The pot is clay. Outside the pot, now inside the pot, side of the pot, you search for the pot, pot is nothing but clay. Isn't it? The third step is what? Pot is clay. When you say pot is negated. So, see the pot as a karyam effect. From there, arrive at the clay, second step. Third step, negation of the pot. Pot is negated. Four steps are involved here. Negation is called apavadaha. Okay? When you start with the pot, it is adhyaropa. Oh, there is pot. Is adhyaropa, isn't it?
then when you say there's no pot, there's only clay. There's only clay means apavada, negation of the pot. And the last step is clay alone is in the form of a pot, is the vision. Okay? There's only clay. There is no pot is the third step. There's only clay is the fourth step. Where did you start from? Pot. Start with the pot, because that is what you see. Then understand the pot as the product created. Then when you see it as a product, then search for the cause. Arrive at the clay. Arriving at the clay as the cause of the pot is the second step. But still you, because first you started with the pot, therefore now you search for the pot. Having arrived at the clay, you search for the pot, then you do not find the pot. Pot becomes resolved in clay. That negation of the pot is the third step. Then final step is, what is there is only the clay. This is magic. Isn't it true? It's called Adhyaropa Apavada Prakriya. The method of superimposition and negation used to accept the creation initially, then later on negate the creation. This superimposition negation helps you to arrive at what? Not to say pot is not there. What is there is only clay. Similarly here, the whole jagat is karyam. All the Upanishads, doesn't matter how they present the Srishti, what came first, what came second, that's not where may differ. The idea is, understand, idea is the whole universe is creation. The first step. Creation. Then search for the cause of the universe. Cause means both. You search for the existence of the universe. The pot does not exist outside of the clay. Similarly, the whole universe, the modification of the matter. The matter does not exist. Don't go literally, okay? There, the matter does not exist independent of outside of consciousness, Brahman. Similarly, here you search for the matter and the consciousness, isn't it? You see only the material universe. There, what is that outside of which this matter cannot exist at all? You arrive at the consciousness. Having arrived at the consciousness, understand? Then you do what? No. Then there is no. Then ask, is there a jagat? Is there a jagat outside of? Is there a matter? You ask this better word. Is there a matter other than consciousness, outside of consciousness? Then you negate the very matter. Negation of matter is the third step. We negate the very matter. When you negate the matter, material universe also is negated. Okay. Then finally you say, what is there is only Brahma. The whole universe is only manifestation of appearance of Brahman. What is there is only Brahma. There is no second thing which is countable other than Brahma. Understand? It's called Adhyaropa, Apavada, Prakriya, or Karanakarya Prakriya, Srishti Prakriya. Accept the universe as the effect, understand Brahman be Brahman as the Brahman from the standpoint of Brahman, Brahman is not the cause. You see, then the cause of the universe being Brahman, you understand. Later on, you negate the universe. Okay? And finally, you say, there is only manifestation. Universe is only manifestation of Brahman, not created by Brahman. Is it clear? Only manifestation, appearance, not creation. Which means, is not created. You understand, to know, cause of the universe is not Brahman. The whole universe is appearance of Brahman. This is how you arrive at. This is what is the basic teaching. Okay? And this one, now you understand this. What is method? This prakriya, this method, retain this method, alone Srishti is discussed, and he is going to, in Gaudapada Acharya is going to present this teaching for us, you know, in the scriptural support of for negating the creation of universe. In 15 karikas he is going to discuss, which we will see from next class. That is why we have to really encourage, you know, people when they go to temples and worship and all, we have to encourage. Very important, because very important for a person to grow. That's why the atheism, non-worshipping, not avoiding Ishvara, it will ruin us completely. No, you should not make a child, you know, stand without a walker, you fall, it will cause damage, isn't it? So help anybody. So worship and prayer is very important, very, very important. Because emotionally you need to hold on to something. Doesn't matter which form you are worshipping, no, in which form you are praying to the Lord, doesn't matter. You must have an altar for Bhagavan, the whole. Altars. You hold on to some form. But once you understand this, we don't need to talk inferior of other forms also. Other forms of worship also. Anyway, there is something. The prayer is a must. The form, you know, worship is a must. And then that alone will strengthen your, even the, strengthen your capacity, you know, you'd be stronger in terms of living a life of dharma. Also, the prayer and worship is very, very helpful. Because the more you pray and worship, also seek Bhagavan's help, you will be blessed with such subtleness that you can see how important it is to live a life of dharma. Slowly. I'm not saying overnight, isn't it? It's very slow, but still very important. Otherwise, will be ruined totally. So that's why you enter into Dvaitam and come out of Dvaitam also. But you should not forget, as long as there's duality, there'll be fear, there'll be insecurity. You come and complain, I pray to the God so much, I worship so much, still difficulties are there. The God has no eyes, no, does not protect me, does not look into my problems, no. And they think Bhagavan is very partial also. Sometimes I also go to temple, I see other people also coming to temple and they are all doing very well, I am not doing well. And God also is partial, Bhagavan. Because I doesn't look after me, you see. I am suffering and I see them doing very well. I see their children doing well, I see the families doing well, I see they are making money and we don't have it. You know? And then what? And I go more than that person. He comes only once a week to the temple, I go every day. And he offers only 1 liter of milk, I milk 10 liters of milk, in spite of my not having less, not that much money also. You know. And I give more dakshina to priests. They don't give any not much dakshina to priests. Still, I am not looked after very well. I am not doing as well, good as them. Is all these confusions come? Why? because not understanding this. So with understanding, when you pray and worship, you don't know, compare, isn't it? Your commitment to Bhagavan is there. At the same time, you should know, Dvaitam is there, Dukkham will be there. Only in Advaitam, Sukham. Dvaite Dukkham, Advaite Sukham. Finally, what Bhagavan wants is, the Shruti Mata will be very happy only if you understand Upanishadic vision. Otherwise, he'll be very, very unhappy mother with us. Imagine how painful it will be for you as a mother if a 30-year-old son sits and plays with the toys at home. Isn't it? My God, this fellow has not grown at all. He should be so upset. In the same way here, Shruti Mata will be very upset with us if we do not grow and prepare ourselves for Advaitic vision, and all our efforts should finally culminate in the vision of oneness of the truth, non-duality of the reality. Then for us also, it's a meaningful life, isn't it? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.